is a quiet day down here at the 9/11 Memorial today. Today marks the 19th year since those dreadful attacks that killed 2,977 people. Perhaps you're remembering one of them, maybe grieving the loss of one of them, a loved one to you today. Perhaps you're facing a different day of destruction for yourself in your town or in your life. We see images of other devastating effects, as of fire, looting, effects of COVID on different communities, and things that are unknown. Perhaps you're facing another internal devastation that no one else knows about. Well, what do we do when we have to face times like this? Where do we go? Jeremiah helps us. He's the weeping prophet. In his lifetime, God allowed his homeland to be destroyed. Babylon came and invaded, took thousands, tens of thousands, killed so many, and really devastated the whole land. And so he writes a song of lament. It's called Lamentations, about his homeland, and kind of sits on this heap of ashes and cries bitterly about all that has happened to him. In the middle of that lamentation, we find a ray of hope, and it all stems around one word. There's this one word that he recalls to his mind, and he has hope. It's the word chesed. Maybe I'll translate it, covenant merciful love. God shows covenant merciful love, even in times of great destruction. And so he sits really on the ashes of what had been what he cherished and loved growing up. And he pens these words: "This I recall to mind, therefore I have hope." But what would bring hope, Jeremiah? "The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. They're new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Why does he have hope? Because God's loving kindnesses, that's our word, never cease. His chesed, that's our word there. Indeed, they never do. Let's look at those three aspects of it. His covenant merciful love. What is his love? We know that God is active even in times of distress and destruction. He is acting behind the scenes to draw us to himself, to make us stronger in faith, even curbing the rages of the evil one to bring about a greater good. This is what God does. His mercy is his not giving us what we deserve. None of us deserve God's favor, right? We've all gone aside from obeying his law perfectly. We all deserve to be pulled over one time or another and given a citation. All are guilty in his courtroom. So when he gives us his love, it's not that we earn it. It's that he earned it by himself, and he gives it to us. And he gives it to us based on a promise, based on a covenant. And so Jeremiah remembered the promise that God had given to Abraham, how that gave him hope of God's loving mercy based on that promise that God would rebuild that land. You and I, too, should remember, even in times facing destruction, devastation, God's promise to us, not in the Old Covenant, but in the New Covenant. Jesus' final words with his disciples, he said, "This is the New Covenant." It was the New Covenant of his blood. And this is the gospel, that I have no help, no hope, but God wants to show me his love, his mercy. Not giving me what I deserve, but Jesus taking what I deserve, shedding his blood, pouring out his blood in my place. Because of that new covenant, because of that faithful promise, if he gave up his only son, how will he not with him freely give us all things? Right? This is the promise we can bank on, even in the greatest difficulties, that God allowed himself, his son, to face the greatest of difficulties in my place, to face distress and destruction of his own life, that I might have eternal life. remember these words again from Jeremiah and the New Covenant as well. This he recalls to mind, therefore he has hope. The Lord's loving kindnesses never cease, his compassions never fail. They're new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.